This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And we're going to go over some more reaction from the worst people on earth to some of these appointments. Talk about the corruption of the Biden administration. Go through some emails. I don't know. Have some laughs. I can't get the smile off my face. And again, I want to repeat this. The best thing about all these picks, the RFKs, the Tulsis, the Gates, the Hegseths, they are all people who will look inward to reform what they're taking over. Instead of taking over these posts and immediately doing what all these other scumbags have done, treat it like as some kind of an anointing so they can rule over us. Instead of doing that, instead, they are going to take over these posts and look inward to clean out the corruption and gunk and filth. I cannot believe how well this has gone so far, how hopeful I am of what I've seen. This stuff from Elon Musk and Vivek alone. They're talking about potentially, legally, firing 2 million federal employees. Oh my gosh. Someone please hold me back. I need a minute. I got to sit down. 2 million federal employees gone. Oh, gosh. Yes. Sign me up for it. Now, how is the system reacting to it? Well, there's the standard Pocahontas reaction.
But what we're talking about with people like Matt Gaetz is very different from what we're talking about with people like Marco Rubio. And we just have to keep that in mind. But do understand with Matt Gaetz, and you've already made this point, he's not the only one out there who is unqualified and who raises whole questions like Tulsi Gabbard does. You really want her to have all of the secrets of the United States and our defense intelligence agencies when she has so clearly been in Putin's pocket? That has to be a hard no.
That only gets me more firmly behind her than I was before. And I was already pretty firm. And then there's John Bolton.
Well, I thought it was the worst cabinet level appointment in history until they then heard about the Matt Gaetz appointment.
I should note right away when he said, I thought it was the worst cabinet appointment in history, he was talking about Tulsi Gabbard. Remember who John Bolton is. John Bolton is one of those guys who has wanted and still wants to invade everywhere. Remember that long talk we had last night about the military-industrial complex and how they all work with each other to enrich each other now? It's never about the country, of course. It's never about the troops. It's never about you. It's never about protecting America. It's all just about money and power. John Bolton, he sits on the board of whatever that evil system happens to be. John Bolton is invade everywhere all the time. So anyway, that's where he comes at this from.
Well, I thought it was the worst cabinet-level appointment in history until they then heard about the Matt Gaetz appointment. My reaction was that this is like the legend of Caligula, the Roman emperor, who wanted to nominate his horse as a Roman consul. You had to be a Roman senator at the time to be a consul, and it was intended to show how demeaned and degraded the Roman Senate had become. So now we're going to see whether the American Senate can stand up and reject two people who are totally unqualified, unfit professionally, and really lacking in the moral characteristics, the character that you need to hold these jobs. I think this vote should be 100-0 against both of them.
Yeah. This is only making me love them more.
Well, to the president, I say, no, seriously, who is your pick for attorney general? Because this pick is a middle finger to Democrats and sane Republicans.
Yes, exactly. That's why I like it. Here's Andy McCabe.
What are the implications of having Matt Gaetz as attorney general?
There's so many things that kind of jump out to you when you hear that the prospect of that nomination. But I think the first thing that really impresses me is what it says about Donald Trump's intention for the Justice Department and the FBI. Now, Matt Gaetz is obviously wholly unqualified for this job. He's someone who I mean, quite frankly, couldn't get hired by the FBI if he was, had he ever been interested in that, which I'm sure he never was.
As if that's some kind of a badge of honor to be hired by the FBI now. Maybe Matt Gaetz didn't want to arrest school board moms.
Probably couldn't qualify for a clearance. Matt Gaetz...
Maybe Matt Gaetz didn't want to gun down a fat old man in Utah who needed a cane to walk around. We still have never seen that body cam footage, I should know.
As by his own statement, some of those you just played, no interest in the FBI or the Department of Justice, no respect for the work that they do or for the people that do that work. He is...
Yes, correct. That's also me, too. No respect at all. I just want you to know that that's how a lot of us feel, you worthless piece of crap.
Singularly a disruptor. He is someone who's been selected yes. because of his interest and desire to go into the organization and tear things apart, yes. you know, likely get rid of people, stop doing a lot of the work that the Justice yes. Department is currently doing.
Yes.
And that is just, yes. You know, we've spent a lot of months.
This is going so well. Keep going, Andy. Yes, this is all true.
Debating whether or not Donald Trump actually means the things he says about the Department of Justice and the FBI, whether he's actually going to try to really dismantle those organizations in a serious way. I think the selection of Matt Gaetz is a clear indication of how just how squarely he intends to do that.
Man, what is Trump's problem? Why would Donald Trump, why would he want to clean out corruption at the DOJ and the FBI? He acts like the FBI went through his wife's underwear drawer. Oh, wait, they actually did that. He acts like the DOJ appointed a special counsel to try to throw him in prison so he couldn't win an election. Oh, wait, of course he did that. Look, all of you bad people in Washington, all of you bad people like Andy McCabe, FBI, DOJ, you should have been listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You should have hate listened like all the other commies do to the Jesse Kelly Show, because I warned you repeatedly about the dangers of going all in, the dangers of pushing all your chips to the center of the table. You all operated as if stopping Donald Trump was the only thing that mattered in the world. And you sold out, you broke every norm, you broke every law, you sold out every last bit of your credibility in an effort to stop him. The problem with going all in is sometimes you lose. And now you lost. And now he's coming with a mandate. We'll see how it goes. Let's do some emails. Jesse, my boyfriend and I listen to your show every weeknight. Big fans. I was an idiot Democrat until my man opened my eyes. He started playing your show for me, and I learned so much in the past 2 years. He actually met you once at a book signing last year. He offered you a pack of crayons to autograph your book. That's not nice. I remember that. Thank you for doing what you do. Some idiot liberals can be taught. Says I can say her name. Her name is Eden. Oh, you know she's hot, right? What, Chris? What? Don't you agree? You people believe in Eden, too. That's Old Testament stuff. You know any chick named Eden. Is what, Chris? What? The only Eden you know is a redhead? Of course. See what I mean? Well, don't get me wrong. You know she's dangerous. With a name like Eden, watch yourself. Oh, yeah, watch yourself. You better have stab protection on at all times. You never know. She's going to go crazy on you. You might come home and she'll be eating your goldfish or something like that. You have no idea, but guaranteed smoking hot, Chris. Jesse, kindly try to remember and remind your friend Pete that there are women in the military serving in difficult and dangerous positions. Think Afghanistan withdrawal before you start talking last time. Women are veterans in active duty, too. I have no idea what this woman's harping about. I'm assuming this is when Pete said he didn't want women on the front lines in combat roles. And I'm assuming you're also talking about how I said the same thing. And yeah, that's exactly what I think. And honestly, it's because of some of the things you just talked about, lady. What the heck are you talking about? Women shouldn't be out there getting blown up for this country. That's a man's role. It's a man's job. Women should not be dying at the hands of terrorists and AK-47s. I don't like it when men do. A society should protect its women. I know they're out there, woman. I already said they're out there. I get that. They shouldn't be. It's freaking wrong. And if you're offended by anything I said, I don't give a rat crap. I'm correct about it. And you know what else, lady? I want you off the naval ships, too. It's not just frontline combat roles. I'm way more extreme than Pete. I think integrating you women
into the United States Navy, into deployed naval ships. That's what I mean. Not the Navy itself. That's fine. They're fine in the Navy. Integrating you women onto deployed naval vessels is one of the dumbest, most insane things I've ever seen from any military in my entire lifetime. Now we have these deployed naval vessels that turn into nothing but drama and chicks getting pregnant and coming back with sea bags full of money. Ah, you shouldn't say that about women. I don't give a crap if you're offended at all. I'm right. This is not your mommy's show, and I don't care if you're offended. Get the heck off the Navy ships. And get out of the combat units. I remember the first time they put a woman in charge of a Marine Corps infantry unit. I think it was 5 minutes before she got pregnant from someone in the unit. Basic biology. It's not anti-women. It's not anti-men. You throw a bunch of 19-year-old women and men in a big steel tube and send them out to the ocean for 6 months, bad things are going to happen. There's a reason we don't have a bunch of dimes running around here at the Jesse Kelly Show studios. It's two dudes besides me, and they're both really ugly. There's a reason. Oh, sorry, Chris and Corey, I forgot you guys were listening. Anyway, have you given to the IFCJ yet? They're not ugly. They're beautiful. For over 40 years, they've been on the ground in Israel, helping the people on the ground in Israel with food and shelter and flak jackets and bomb shelters and armored ambulances. I hate that there's a place in the civilized world where your chances of getting to the hospital greatly increase if your ambulance can take bullets on the way there. IFCJ provides those, saving lives. That's what they've been doing for a very long time, but they can only do that with your help. So help them. Go to supportifcj.org and help them. Or give them a call, 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about something serious here before we get on to some emails and some other things. So we do have... I'm in a great mood, as you can tell, and I'm very excited. I'm very hopeful, and I know that comes through. I know you're right there with me. I get your emails, but we have to be ready for some problems for sure. And fiscally, we are in dire, dire, dire straits, I will tell you. Inflation went back up. It's up to 2.6%, and it looks like we might be heading into a recession. I talked to Peter St. Ange today, Heritage Foundation, and he thinks as well that we're heading into a recession, to which I asked him immediately the same question you're asking right now. Well, can Trump avert that? Can Trump avert that? And Peter said, maybe. The way Peter described it to me, these are his words, he said, Trump is walking into such a disastrous fiscal situation that he's essentially jumping onto a treadmill that's already going 10 miles an hour. And he's really, really going to have to pull off quite a miracle. He is. Look, here's why. Biden's swamp record, $1.8 trillion in regulations. That's 800 times what Trump did in 4 years. The Biden administration took over. Regulations are the least sexy thing to talk about, because they're kind of confusing. What even is a regulation? What does this mean? Regulations are this huge weight that burdens down a society. And because Democrats are all communists, they get elected and promptly put in as many as humanly possible. And it just weighs society down for 4 years. Here's another one. How the Pentagon quietly spent $1 billion of inflation relief money. Here's another one. Biden-Harris department spent tens of millions annually on DEI. It's just over and over and over again. With the exception of the steroid-fighting hamsters, all this money is wasted, completely wasted. And it has dragged this country down for 4 years. Now we are overregulated. We are overtaxed. We are dragged down by the endless illegal immigration. The illegal immigration... it's even killing the housing market. You realize that? You understand that if mass deportation happens, we're going to be looking at more affordable homes? That's because we're talking 10 to 15 million new homes dropping onto the market that aren't currently on the market. That many new homes injected into the market will decrease the price. Homes are about to become more affordable. So, but anyway, back to what we're the negative stuff here. We are going to suffer for a while from electing Joe Biden for 4 years. We just are. Elections have consequences, as you know. You already know that. If you let yourself go, let's say you get really fat. You let yourself go. I say that because I'm getting pretty fat right now. I've been super lazy for a couple months. I think I've worked out once in a month. I have every excuse in the world, travel and the funeral and busy and stuff, but I've just been a fat, lazy pig. I was looking at myself in the mirror today. I know I don't look it. It's because I'm 6'8", so I'm always going to be slim. But I had a little Buddha belly going down there. A wee little one, mind you. But it was there. And I'm looking down. I'm thinking, oh, gosh, what is that? You're getting pretty soft. Let's say you're like me and you let yourself go for a little bit. And then you wake up tomorrow morning and you work out. Let's say I wake up tomorrow morning and I intend to wake up, lift. Maybe I'll go for a little ruck, get a good sweat on and hurt. Well, that's good. Good. You're heading in the right direction, but you are still going to have to pay for the month of letting yourself go. There's still going to be a penalty there. When I get back from that ruck, my knee might hurt because I'm carrying around extra 5 pounds of belly fat. You understand? Well, we aren't going to, when it comes to presidents and the damage presidents can do, like the Biden administration did, you don't just swap them out and all is well. We will suffer in various ways for quite a while because we elected people who hate the country. We do. You can't give people who hate the country the power to wreck it as fast as possible for 4 years and then walk away unscathed or even really fix everything they broke. That's a good point, Chris. Chris said we're still feeling the Obama administration. Of course we are. You know why you go into your doctor's office now and he never really talks to you? He sits and faces the computer and just clicks a bunch of buttons as he asks you questions. So when was the last time you knew it's all clicking buttons? It's no more personal care, no more nothing. And after he gets done clicking all the forms, he turns around and tells you the 19 prescriptions you're qualified for. Any of this sound familiar? You want to know why that is? That's Barack Obama. Barack Obama did multiple things to destroy healthcare in this country. And look, Obama's been gone forever. I realize he's still very much involved, but Obama's been gone forever. We're still feeling it. We never got it repealed. We never got Obamacare repealed. And now you feel it to this day. My kids feel the effects of the Barack Obama administration. When you elect Democrats, when the country loses its mind and elects Democrats, the country will pay for electing Democrats for years and years and years after the Democrats are already gone. That is the sad truth of it. All right? All right. Now, we are going to do some emails before we get to this illegal immigration talk and some great things from Rand Paul. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Chris, what are you giving me a thumbs up for over there? Did you just enjoy the show? Oh, you're saying the questions are already coming in hot and heavy? I know they are, Chris. Chris, I know they are because I asked for it, Chris. When you have incredible celebrity like I do as a radio host, what could be more glorious and glamorous than talking into a microphone? When you have that kind of power, I don't want to call myself, it's not godlike, right? It's not godlike, but whatever's right below that, that's pretty much what I have. And so when it's a demigod, actually, yeah, exactly. Think of me not like God, please, Lord, don't strike me down. I'm not God, but more like a Thor, more of a Thor type. What, Chris? I am. You're just jealous.
Corinne Diversity hired a guy a little testy today.
But a lot was said on the campaign trail, like Trump is a dangerous threat to our country and our democracy. Was there an apology today?
I'm sorry?
Was there an apology from
President
Biden for the words, some of the words
you
used?
An apology from the president, President Biden.
To President-elect Trump for some of the words that was used on the campaign trail.
Look, and I've answered this a couple of times about a threat to democracy in the past week. The president is going to always feel obligated to be honest with the American people. What he says still stands.
Jesse, I literally listen to the show daily. Stop doing that. Like you, I am a GWAT veteran and would never have talked to my son positively about joining the military. When he asked questions about my time in the Army, I would be brief and pivot away from the conversation as to not encourage him to even think about joining. Yesterday, that conversation changed. I didn't realize it until after my comments were way more positive. This morning, I told him he would make a good soldier. Those words have literally never left my mind, but left my mouth. That the difference is hope the Hegseth nomination has already produced. Well, we've got to move 10 boxes.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
His name is Brian. I feel it too. I'm not running home to tell my boys to join the Marines, but as far as the direction of the country, and I know it's early, right? None of these people have even taken power yet, and the system hasn't started fighting back yet. And believe me, the system is most definitely going to fight back. They are not just going to say, oh, well, we lost, we're losing, let's pack it in. So I realize we have all these mountains to climb, but I am so heartened by these picks. These picks are all reformers. It's nothing like the first Trump presidency, where the picks were almost all losers. They were almost all rhinos and losers and people who didn't have any idea how to get anything done, or people who were just going to try to maintain the status quo. Jeff Loser Sessions. Well, I mean, I really should recuse myself. It would be the right thing to do. That stuff is gone now. And we have these reformers. It's a dream. Jesse, if it looks like Matt Gaetz cannot be confirmed, the solution is obvious. Do not have a confirmation vote. Let Gaetz serve as a recess appointment. Yes, that very well may happen if Trump doesn't think he has the votes. Jesse, I heard you remark recently that choosing John Ratcliffe for a senior position in the new Trump administration would be a mistake. I've only ever heard good things about him. I love seeing him demolished, struck with his testimony. Will you provide some insight? That's not what I said. I said I didn't like John Ratcliffe for attorney general. There are different roles. I love John Ratcliffe heading up the CIA. He has been so good on that stuff. He is one of the few former intelligence people who flatly rejected all the Russian collusion hoax stuff. I view AG as having it has a completely different role. Ratcliffe is perfect for going in and reforming and addressing Central Intelligence Agency. The Attorney General, he must do different things and in different ways. And I've heard the DOJ described as a nest of vipers. And that's really what it comes down to. It wasn't that Merrick Garland was this evil, tyrannical person individually. It's that Merrick Garland, just like Joe Biden, was a weak, pathetic shell of a man who handed over the reins and role of the DOJ to these vile little communists underneath him. And they're the ones who went crazy doing the most evil stuff, weaponizing the Justice Department against their political opponents, the most evil stuff. And they're all still there. It is going to take a monumental task to get these career commie attorneys rooted out of the DOJ. It's just going to be a different role, and I didn't like that role for Ratcliffe. And other people I trust shared that. That was not meant to be. I hope you didn't take that wrong. That was not a criticism of Ratcliffe. It was a criticism of Ratcliffe being in that role. To be honest, I don't think I would like Matt Gaetz in the CIA role. I wouldn't like him for that role because of what we need him to do and the things he's passionate about
It's about choosing the right people for the right roles. It's like it's very similar to RFK Jr. RFK Jr. is still a big greenie. He doesn't even believe in oil and things like that. He's still a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat in many, many, many different ways. But RFK Jr. is really good, and I mean really good, about health. He is correct about a lot of things when it comes to how poisonous this food is in this country. He's correct when he talks about the chronic diseases in young people that are rampant now that were never there before. He's 100% correct about those things. So if you can take that dog and turn him loose on that specific thing, that's a good thing, right? It's a very good thing. And it's why all the bad people are mad about all these.
Well, I thought it was the worst cabinet-level appointment in history until they then heard about the Matt Gaetz appointment. My reaction was that this is like the legend of Caligula, the Roman emperor, who wanted to nominate his horse as a Roman consul. You had to be a Roman senator at the time to be a consul, and it was intended to show how demeaned and degraded the Roman Senate had become. So now we're going to see whether...
Wonderful. Rand Paul, I'm trying... You see, I almost don't feel like myself anymore because I'm so hopeful. Rand Paul vows to expose the COVID cover-up in his new chairman position. You see, Rand Paul, he's taking over as chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. And Rand Paul is maybe the only chance we have in the United States Senate at getting any kind of a COVID reckoning for all of us who deserve it. And we almost all deserve it. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you deserve it. If you had to wear a freaking mask in school or work, you deserve it. If you were forced to get that poisonous shot in your arm, you deserve it. If your mom had to die alone in the hospital, you deserve it. I have not forgotten, and I have not forgiven, and I have not let go the tyranny that was put into place in this country because of a chest cold. And we are deserving of some form of a reckoning, some form of accounting. And Rand Paul taking over the chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee and vowing to do that, we might just get something. Are we going to get Dr. Fauci frog marched off to Fort Leavenworth? No, but we might get something. And that's something, isn't it? All right. Trouble in Dome's headquarters. But first, let's deal with some illegal immigration talk since mass deportations in the news. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of hour two on an amazing Thursday. Remember, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Voicemails at 877-377-4373. So, mass deportation. Let's just cover a little stat, shall we, before we get into some more of the resistance. Over the last 5 years, this is from Unusual Wales. Over the last 5 years, only 479,000 U.S.-born workers were added to the U.S. labor force, compared to 3.6 million foreign-born workers added to the labor force. A reminder that this disastrous jobs market people are trying to navigate right now, it gets better and better and better as we start shipping people who don't belong here back home. And a reminder that from now on, I know there are a lot of people who go back and forth. I voted Republican this year, Democrat this year. I understand they're for their own reasons. Maybe you're one of those people. People do that. But it is not 1965. It is not even 1995. Any vote you cast in your life for a Democrat at a national level, House, Senate, presidency, if you ever cast a vote for a Democrat, you are voting to open up the country. You are voting to open up the border. You are voting to flood your country
with murderers and rapists. You're voting to destroy the housing market. You're voting to destroy the jobs market because Democrats do that on purpose. It is their entire purpose. It's why J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, talks like this.
They're talking about rounding up people who are law-abiding, undocumented immigrants in this country, many of whom...
Law-abiding, undocumented immigrants. That's not a thing. You can't be law-abiding and break into a country illegally. And you can't be law-abiding and stay in a country illegally. It's a violation of the law.
They're talking about rounding up people who are law-abiding, undocumented immigrants in this country, many of whom are working, paying taxes, not getting any benefits for those taxes, I might add. And we have a law on the books in the state of Illinois called the Trust Act, which prohibits our local law enforcement and sheriffs and the like from coordinating with the federal authorities. But we cannot prohibit them, federal law enforcement, from coming into our state to conduct raids or do anything else like that. Meanwhile, I think it would be very difficult for them to just spread out across the country. They don't have enough manpower within the Department of Homeland Security in order to carry that out. So, look, I'm going to do everything that I can to protect our undocumented immigrants. They're residents of our state.
If you vote for a Democrat, you vote to open up your country and flood your country with illegals, and the Democrat you vote for will fight tooth and nail to make sure they never go home. That's a fact. Here's some more Pritzker for you.
We also want to make sure that there isn't a violation of people's rights with, raids, for example, that are done in coordination with local law enforcement on people who are, frankly, holding down jobs and have been in this country for many, many years. We think that's improper. And in Illinois, that's not something that we would condone. There's been some talk about using other states' National Guard, red state National Guards, to somehow come into a blue state and try and enforce these new Stephen Miller-inspired rules. And that's just not something we're going to accept.
Told you the system was going to resist this because it's a central part of their plan. Replacing you. You, the troublesome citizen. Let's do some emails, shall we? Chris, since we all know you're the brains behind this operation, I'll just ask you. Not true. It sounds like it's impossible to avoid a recession in 12 to 18 months. Should Trump start talking about that now to stay ahead of the narrative? That is not something that Donald Trump is going to do. Donald Trump is not going to start prepping the ground to have an economic downturn. That's not his manner at all. I don't even know that I would encourage him to do so, but I know Donald Trump is not going to do something like that. He's not that type of politician. He's not that type of guy. He's going to, you know what Trump is like, for better or worse. It's freaking hilarious, but Trump is always, everything I do is the best, and it's going to be the best. I mowed the lawn today, and a lot of people are saying it was the best mowing of the lawn in history, and then I went and made some scrambled eggs, and look, I'm not saying this, but you could say that they were the greatest scrambled eggs ever. That's very much his way. You know what his way is. You know him. You don't need me to introduce Donald Trump to you. You think that guy is going to step up to the microphone and say, I've got to be honest with you, the economy is about to go to crap. It's about to be a total recession. There's probably nothing I can do about it. You're all on your own. That's not Donald Trump. That's not at all Donald Trump. That's not going to happen. Now, I hope the same thing you hope. I hope for the sake of the people, not worried about popularity numbers, poll numbers. I hope for the sake of the people, we do not slam into a recession like it looks like we might already be in, to be honest with you. It looks like we might be in a recession when you look at the jobs market, how it's contracting, 25% of the companies out there saying they're pulling back. It's everywhere. It's across the industry. Honestly, every industry. Don't think that this one that I do, don't think that radio is exempt from it either. It's been horrible, to be honest. It's been heartbreaking. All these people in radio hosts and producers and these programmers and salespeople across the board, across the company, companies, I mean, across the industry, people are being let go. There is an economic contraction happening across the country. Please don't email in and think that I just told you I'm about to be fired. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just fine. Don't worry. Hopefully Chris is going to be fired, but I will not be fired. Corey and Chris, probably not going to be here tomorrow. But me, I would. No, I'm kidding. They're not going anywhere either. But it's sad. It's very, very sad right now. And I hate, I don't like when people lose their jobs anyway. It doesn't matter the industry. I hate when people lose their jobs extra going into the Christmas season. That's really tough. And that's how companies generally do it, because you're cleaning up your books to go into a new year. So that's the normal time to fire people. And I'm not judging any company that does it then. That's how they do it. But I just hate that for the people. I always hate that. So for the people, I hope we're not going into a recession. As for Trump, he'll look a lot better having him there than Dome. Can you imagine if we had Dome to navigate through it? That'd be painful. Even Relief Factor couldn't take care of that kind of pain. You know you don't have to live with pain. You have pain because you have inflammation. Your body is already trying to fight that inflammation. The reason that back hurts every day, it's inflamed and your body's trying to fight it, but your body might need some help. That's what Relief Factor does. It's drug-free, right? So we're not here to wreck your body. It's drug-free. It's a supplement that helps support your body's response to inflammation, giving your body a little extra boost. You don't have to live with that neck pain. You don't have to be rubbing your hands because they hurt all the time. Try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, don't order anymore. Almost everybody does. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That gets you 3 weeks worth for $19.95. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We still have an hour. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.